Hey, this is Jody. I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas wherever you celebrated that throughout the world. And I hope you had a lovely time with your family or on your own, as some people like to celebrate Christmas, which is quite okay. There are actually a lot of people that celebrate Christmas on their own, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But sometimes even sharing it with strangers. I've had two Christmases where I've shared it with strangers, and it's probably been two of the most memorable Christmases. One was when I was living in the UK. I took a tour across to Paris and spent it with a group of tourists, and that was fun. But the best Christmas I had with strangers was when I was traveling through Central America. And we were actually in Honduras at the time and had a Christmas lunch and a few drinks afterwards. And so, yeah, it was just nice. Celebrated with strangers. But I've had an exhausting Christmas this year because I actually leased some floor space in a local shopping centre to sell some of my goods that I've imported. And I just did 70 hours over 6 days. So Christmas morning I was a little bit worse for wear. My poor feet, it's 2 days on and they're still recovering. I actually have bruised arches. I didn't know you could bruise the arch of your foot, but either my shoes, they felt comfortable, either my shoes were not padded enough to stand on hard tiles for that amount of time, and admittedly I'm not used to it. And I wondered that it might have been easier to perhaps be walking for that time rather than standing. There's something unnatural about standing. Walking for that amount of time certainly would have been easier than standing because it plays havoc then on your shoulders and consequently your neck. And we're all having trouble. Everybody that was helping me, we're all having trouble at one stage with our necks, and I guess you slouch a little bit when you're tired, but overall it was worth it and it was good, and thoroughly enjoyed it, but felt it. And then consequently afterwards took a friend to midnight mass, which meant didn't get home until about 1:30 Christmas morning. And then Christmas, after spending it with my family, I went to some friends and left their home at about 11:30, which meant I got home at 12:30, and by the time I'd sorted myself out, it was 1:30 again. So very tired today. I'm feeling very lethargic, and I've been terribly lazy, just trying to get my poor feet back into the swing of it and relax. But tomorrow I'll be back into housework and getting ready for working again. So that'll be fun. But I just wanted to say hello, and oh, there was a purpose to this rambling, blah blah. One thing I did notice driving on Christmas Day was the mixture of driving that is on the road. You've got drivers who are probably normal peak hour drivers, so they're pretty organized in their driving. They know where they're going. They're not wandering from lane to lane. They're setting the pace for the speed, and if you get in their way, they'll be quick to maneuver around you. So you've got the peak hour drivers. Then you've got what I call the Sunday drivers, who loll around from one lane to the other. They're in no hurry, but they'll stay in the fast lane just because they always do on Sundays. Traffic's never a problem. And then you've got the school mums, I call them. The school mums are a little bit mental. Sorry, school mums, if you're listening, but there's something that happens to school mums when they're driving their kids to school, and there's an element of that on the roads at Christmas time too. And the fourth category of drivers is the old driver, not aware of anything going on, will often change lanes or semi-change lanes and then cruise back to their own lane. Christmas is a fun time of year, and I'm sure this is a worldwide phenomenon.